Hey everyone, welcome to Dambahadaya. So today's discussion will be a continuation of the discussion we had last week. But do not worry if you missed it. Do not worry if you if you are just seeing our program for the first time, because you'll be able to make up with the explanations of our resource person, who is none other than Professor Ravi Koggalage, who is of course no stranger to you. But yet to give an introduction of him to all the viewers out there, I would like to remind that he is an engineer and he is the former Deputy Vice Chancellor of Sir John Kothalawala Defence University, Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic, and he is also a meditation teacher by now, with a lot of experience both within Sri Lanka and overseas as well, and a practitioner of meditation himself. So that helps him to describe most of the Dhamma details in very much in depth. So we are extremely thankful to have you, sir, here. We are very, very happy to continue the discussion we had last week. And we were talking about this Kaya Anupassana and how one can develop Kaya Anupassana in a worldly level, even sometimes without realizing that you might be misled, thinking that you are actually practicing it as a vipassana, but you are actually doing it in a samatha way or a worldly way. And we also discussed how to come to the supramundane level by practicing the Kaya Anupassana. So I would like you to just sum up a little of where we ended, and maybe you can start where you think is the best point to start this discussion.
Right. I think last program we discussed about why one needs to practice Kaya Anupassana, the purpose of Kaya Anupassana. Okay. So purpose of Kaya Anupassana is to see the reality or true nature of rupa. That's why it is Kaya Anupassana. Right? There are some other three anupassanas: Vedana Anupassana, Chitta Anupassana, and Dhamma Anupassana. Mm-hmm. So Kaya is separately, you know, to see the true nature of rupa. So one has to practice Kaya Anupassana until he realizes it properly. So final point is Nachakinchi Loke Upadhyati. There shouldn't be any remaining rupa to get attached if you practice it properly. So that is the final goal of Kaya Anupassana. So then one can double check whether I have practiced it, you know, is this the point to stop then? Okay, so if you are in a if your mind or the wisdom is in a position you are not get attached to any kind of rupa, that means you have done it perfectly. Mm-hmm. So you can go to other, you know, satipatthanas. But if you are not yet in that level, that means that's a kind of indication you must practice Kaya Anupassana more and more. Maybe sometimes change the way you practice.
Okay.
Right?
Now, do you mean, sir, that... Now, probably by the time you reach this stage, as you said in your last program, probably you would have reached the anagami level.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
Okay.
Because that should bring another point.
Yeah.
When you practice any of the satipatthanas, out of four, you know, maybe Vedana Anupassana, Uchitta Anupassana, Dhamma Anupassana, if you practice Kaya Anupassana, without your knowledge, other satipatthanas, you know, one would practice without knowing that. You may really practice in Kaya Anupassana, but
That's what I wanted also, to clarify.
Yes.
Because you happen to say you need to complete this to go into the other Satipatthana. So I was wondering whether you had to complete Kayanupassana and then only go into the Vedananupassana. Is it like that? But as you said, you'll be...
Well, this is a kind of guideline because Satipatthana Sutta itself mentioned
okay.
The purpose of this is Nachakinchi Loke Upadhyati. Right?
Okay.
So those are Buddha's words.
Right.
So until then, we have to practice. This not only for Kayanupassana, but other Satipatthanas as well.
You mean you can't... What I'm trying to ask is, so like, can't you start another Satipatthana without starting from Kayanupassana? Or can't you jump into another one?
Well,
or can't you just start from Chittanupassana, for example?
Well,
if
you
think it suits you better.
Anyone can try any Satipatthana.
But it's not going to work, is it?
It might, because,
Can it work that way as well?
There's a possibility.
Okay.
But
right.
Not for all.
Right, that's what so, I wanted to clarify.
There's a possibility because we don't know our sansaric habits.
Yeah.
We might have practiced one Satipatthana, you know.
Than the others.
Mm. So, it's okay to try and see. If it suits you, you can practice it. For example, Vedananupassana. But, if you are still getting attached to Rupa, you should realize there's a lack of practice in Kayanupassana.
Sure.
Right?
Because that is the more obvious one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all born in this karma world.
Sure.
So the human being is like karma world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have not given up, sensual pleasures, the five senses, satisfying five senses. We are attached to Rupa. That's why we're born as human being.
Mm.
Right? There's attachment.
Yeah.
When we talk about senses, I don't know whether this is the correct time to talk about those. You know, like when we talk about eye sensor, there are things we have to consider. Buddha has mentioned in some suttas, what are the causes for this eye? Some causes are, for example, foods. Right, kabalinka ahara.
Mm.
Ahara is one cause, but it is only one.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other causes as well. They are known as pratyas. The kamma, for example, right? We got human eye because there's a relevant kamma behind that.
Okay.
Normally good kamma.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we get, animal eye, it's considered as bad kamma. We got that birth, right? So, the ahara, kamma, then our tanha, the craving, it is also a cause for this eye. Then avijja as well, ignorance of not knowing the reality, right? Avidya also another cause for this eye to appear. So, like that, there are different... causes to have these senses. Now, since we had these causes, that's why we were born as human beings in this karma world.
Hmm.
So, in case we have suppressed these in our previous life, we could have born as a Brahma or another different level. Right? This is karma world.
In a rupavachara Brahma world.
Yeah, rupavachara or arupavachara depends on the level you have practiced samadhi dhyanas.
Okay.
So if you have maintained, even this life maintained rupavachara dhyana, there's a possibility of reborn in Brahma world. It is not a karma world.
Yeah.
So difference between karma, rupa and arupa, it's better to know that. As well, the number of senses we are having.
Yeah, That's very interesting. If you can just briefly explain.
Karma world means we have all six senses. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and the mind. All six senses are working. So we are trying to, you know, satisfy all six senses in karma world.
Fine. Okay.
But in the rupa vachara level, rupa world, commonly known as rupa vachara, you are removing three senses, body, the tongue, and the nose. They are no longer available in rupa vachara brahma worlds.
Okay.
Body sensor, tongue sensor, and the nose.
Okay.
Okay.
Only the eye and the ear?
Yes, eye, ear, and mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only these three senses are working in rupa-vachara brahma worlds. So that's the difference between karma world and the rupa world. Then the arupa world, you don't have eye and ear sense.
As
you
well.
Are removing those two senses as well. So only mind is working. That's
so
why
you,
it is arupa.
You might not have a body, physical
yes,
body.
Yes, no.
No.
No physical body. In
so it's difficult to explain until you be there, right?
Until you get rid
how
of your
free,
senses.
How yes. free, being free from the bulky body that we have,
oh, yeah.
I think
if you
it
real,
must be
if you really want,
lovely.
If you really want to experience, there's a way.
Okay. Please tell
Practice
us the
Practice samatha
yes.
meditation.
Okay.
And you can achieve dhyanas. Mm. You can experience the same experience you can gain.
Arupa vachara experience as well.
Yes, yes. So arupa vachara level, you won't feel even your physical body. Like you are floating.
Okay.
It's a mind only. So there's a possibility of anyone, you know.
But you can lose it and come back to the...
yes, yes, definitely.
There's
are
the risk
back.
Of losing it and coming back to the...
Definitely you are coming back because this is temporary suppression
okay.
of your defilements.
And you might find the immediately
unless,
as you come back, you might find
you,
this very...
unless you die during your dhyana, then even if you die, you reborn in the respective
Brahma
world.
Okay.
If you are in Arupa Vachara dhyana, you reborn in Arupa Vachara Brahma world.
So of course, even with the jhana, you won't be in the Brahma world until you die, right?
No. But you can gain the similar experience because
somebody might even misunderstand. It's like you're traveling to
traveling is different.
Yeah,
this is different from you know go to Brahma world and
yes.
experience.
That's what
but,
I want
but,
you to clarify.
We
same experience.
Within, you're still in human world, but you can experience the level. In those worlds when you remove those senses, get rid of those senses.
Okay. So before you choose, sometimes you can see how it feels like.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
It's possible.
Mm.
I mean, don't think it is impossible. Even lay persons, they can practice. If you, the basic fundamental requirement is you should develop your samadhi, say, about 30 to 45 minutes. If you can keep your mind at one point, then there's a possibility of developing jhanas.
Mm-hmm.
They are not difficult as you think.
Yeah.
Right? If someone really put an effort and if you practice daily, at least 1 hour per day, there's a possibility of experiencing those things.
Yes.
It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You should not think, because some people think we can't practice jhanas, in this world unless you give up everything and go to a forest and so on.
Yeah.
That's a wrong belief.
Yeah.
Okay? So, there's a possibility if one practice this. So, basic requirements is first develop your samadhi up to a level where you can stay more than 30 minutes. Then there's a possibility of go to first jhana. If you get proper instruction, there's a possibility. So it is not travel into Brahma realms. That is known as irdibala, you know, abhijna.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of abilities you are getting.
Mm-hmm.
We have heard like this also important because you do not have to be a Buddhist to achieve that.
Surely.
Yeah,
right. That, yes, because, it's understood.
I think everyone had heard that story, the Asita Tausa is the teacher of King Suddhodana, right?
The father of Prince Siddhartha.
Yes, he used to go to Deva worlds and meditate. You know?
Ah, really?
Okay. Yes, he was in Deva world during when this our Bodhisattva came to.
Wow.
This world, mm-hmm. and he saw the devas. They are very happy. They are having parties.
So that's how he got to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how he got to know. Wow. When he asking why they are celebrating.
I see.
Then only they told him the bodhisattvas born in this human world.
Okay.
Then only he came back.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to go to Deva worlds using his, these
psychic powers.
Mm-hmm. That is different from, going
the jhanas.
Yeah, going into jhanas.
You mean like you need not have jhanas to have the these powers?
Psychic powers. Well, okay. Certain books, according to Visuddhi Magga, you must have up to 4th jhana to have any kind of psychic powers. But according to my understanding, some people can have different, sansaric habits.
Mm-hmm.
For example, your last last life, if you have practiced certain psychic power, then when you practice your samatha up to even when you go into samadhi, sometimes you may gain that power, right? So there's a possibility of even without going into fourth jhana, there's a possibility of gaining certain powers, right? Whenever your mind getting calmer and calmer, suddenly you may realize something happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some people get in psychic powers like that.
Like hearing voices of...
Yeah.
Unheard voices.
Unheard or faraway
voices that are not
Dibba,
possible for the normal man.
Yeah, Dibba Sotha, Dibba Chakku and so on. Right?
So don't they find it disturbing? Because they may not be so developed.
You have to ask from them. but
I'm not sure whether I'll enjoy it.
Well, important point is if you gain these psychic powers, there's two possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
One possibility is use it for your spiritual progress. The other possibility is use it worldly benefits and go down again.
Go down, definitely.
Yes. So anyway, when we talk about Magapala or Lokottara side, there's no relationship between psychic powers and Lokottara,
mm-hmm.
Magapalas.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Sovan. To become Sovan, you do not need any kind of psychic powers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even to become an Arahant, they were Arahants.
Yeah, without any psychic powers.
Right? So, you should not, misunderstand. If you see one person with psychic power, he's, Magapala Labi. Because these days, people very, often think like that.
Yes.
There are.
That is how they measure, they,
Yes, if someone told, that person or the venerable has kind of psychic power, so all go there. Right, but those who know Dhamma and the practice Vipassana, or clear knowledge about Dhamma, know there's nothing to do with Magapala and the psychic powers. Of course, we can respect those persons because they have developed their mind.
At least,
yes.
Some point ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you should not give up your, Dhamma knowledge and vipassana or Buddhist practice because of that. You know? Unfortunately, we can see such events, but anyway. So, important point is there's no relationship between psychic powers to Maghapala, but psychic powers to gain those you can by practicing Samatha meditation.
Do you just automatically get them, or do you have to, you know?
Both ways, because as I mentioned, if you have previous experience, you may get automatically. When you try to, you know, develop your samadhi or any kind of meditation, when your mind calming down, you might get.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to really develop a certain psychic power, still there's a possibility. Possibility is you have to first develop your samadhi, then first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. You have to master your fourth jhana. Then each psychic power, there's a way to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I think very interesting to know about these things. They are explained in Visuddhimagga, if anyone interested can read. For example, if you want to know your previous births, so after coming out from fourth jhana, you can just practice, try and see what happened yesterday.
Flashback,
or day before.
Just.
Yeah, or the last week, and yeah. Coming back again. Okay? Then next time again go further. What has happened last month or 3 months ago, and again come back to present moment. Like that, you can little by little go back to
mm-hmm.
the past.
That's very logical, I think.
Yeah. So, if one needs to practice it, you know, certain psychic power, mm-hmm. There are different methods for each psychic power. They are explained in Visuddhimagga, if anyone interested. But you must keep in mind, this is not the path leading to Nibbana. But of course, if you have some aditti about the path shown by the Buddha, clear knowledge, then it's okay to have psychic powers if possible. Then it's okay to, practice jhanas. Because
but won't it make you mentally, whether there be any mental illness if you go on craving for these powers?
That's right. If you do not have clear knowledge of Buddha's path, you may end up with, maybe not mental illness sometimes, but there's a very high possibility of going downwards. Maybe next birth you'll be in Dugati, unless you maintain your jhana, because it's based on craving.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So that's why I mentioned, if you have clear knowledge of Buddhism, you can make use of those jhanas to go along the path shown by Buddha. Not only samadhi, but the prajna side. You can practice vipassana. If you have jhanas, it's easy to practice vipassana. Because your mind is very clear.
Yeah.
When you are in jhana, means you have suppressed your panchanivaranas. Kamachanda, vyapada, thinamitta, uddaccha, kuccha, and vichikiccha. So
mind is very clear and
very
ready
clear.
To grasp the knowledge.
Yes. You are ready to go into vipassana or the lokottara side. Right? So, so when coming back to our kaya upasana, or how to see the rupa, reality of rupa.
Yeah.
Now, rupa, we can start with whatever rupa we know.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly our body or another person's body, physical body. So kaya upasana, there are different techniques mentioned. One is you can start with your own body and think about composition of those,
mm-hmm.
the 32 parts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can further practice it into see the dhatu levels, the four elements,
mm-hmm.
pata, viya, apo, tejo, vayu.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then again the change in nature, impermanent nature. They're changing. Our body is changing, right? So continuously changing. Moment to moment, it is changing. When you go to Rupa Kalapa level, the four elements, Patavya, Pratejo, Vayu, they are changing. In Abhidhamma, those who know Abhidhamma, the Rupa Kalapa, the lifespan of Rupa Kalapa is explained as 17 times Chitta. The Chittakshana, 17 Chittakshana.
Okay.
Like that. So those are helping one to get suppress your nivaranas only. Especially those who are studying Abhidhamma must know this. Yes, they might misunderstand when knowing these things, practicing these things, you are, going in the Lokottara path without knowing what really doing. Right? Our last program also, we came up to this point because any physical rupa, we can think it consists of smaller elements, like rupa kalapa. I mentioned even scientists used to say this, like the smallest elements are atoms and so on, right? It's very similar to the, what do you think, rupa kalapa or atoms, right? They are not exact things, but similar concepts, no? And atoms also changing.
Yeah.
Even you can break atoms to electrons and so on, they are also continuously changing, right?
Yes.
So there are even theories like this Heisenberg uncertainty theory and so on. You can't see electron twice at the same point, right? They are changing. And when you go to Einstein and so on, the quantum theory side, right? And how matter change into energy. Those concepts. So scientists gone far beyond in this, experimenting with physical matters. But what we have to realize when we talk about Buddhism, they have not achieved even the Sotapatti level.
None of the scientists.
Right?
I mean, following that path.
That path.
Maybe there are scientists who have,
Because this is very important, because Buddha has clearly mentioned you have to see the world, cause of the world, the samudaya, and the cessation of the world, right, to achieve this magapala. But you can't do it by externally, searching externally, right? You have to see the world and all four things, samudaya and cessation and the path leading to that, within this fathom long body, right? So there you see how scientists try to analyze this. They use the external matter. Even your body is, considered as external matter, or physical matter, right? You can break this. So this meditation also. So when we think, okay, body is there, it consists of this head, hair, body, hair, and so on, these 32 parts. Still, we break this physical matter or the external thing we believe exists in.
Sure.
Even we break those head, hair, body, hair into, four elements, Patavya, Potejo, Vayu. Still, we believe they are existing and the composition of those smallest elements. So, nothing much difference between scientists and our the so-called vipassana practitioners. Because some used to say this is vipassana.
Okay.
And also, not only that, they are changing. Change in nature also, scientists also seen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, because some used to argue, we are practicing anicca, change in nature. So this is what Buddha taught and so on, unfortunately not knowing the Buddha's teachings properly. That's why we have to refer suttas and, Tripitaka to get an understanding. Now, I have mentioned this, to see the anicca, there are two different ways. One is worldly level anicca. So something is existing, it is changing, right? So how do you say something is change? You need two states, initial states and the second state.
Yeah.
So you compare two states and see
the relative change.
Relative change, because this is different from them.
Yeah.
So that is change.
Yeah.
So when you say changing, you have already accepted two states.
Yes.
Past state and present state, or sometimes future as well. Right? So now, even you say changing, it's a worldly way of telling this. This is not the something beyond world or lokottara side. Right? So lokottara side, to see the anicca, Buddha has mentioned how to practice anicca sanya in this panchapadana kanda. Right? He's asking how to practice anicca sanya on rupa. You have to contemplate on three things. First is, what is rupa? Iti rupam. Then what is the cause of that? Iti rupasa samudayu. And the iti rupasa attangamo, so cessation of that. So if one sees all these three, then only he is practicing anicca sanya according to Buddha's teachings. Right? Lokottara side.
Yeah.
So if you want to see the anicca nature of your body, you have to see what is body, what is the cause of body, and the cessation. Cessation in the sense, causes are not there, it is not existing. The attanga. Right? It is not just, okay, this is changing, this is changing. So, this is clearly explained in the sutta called Anicca Sanya Sutta in Samyukta Nikaya. Right? So, we have explained in this one of our previous programs. This is very relevant to this Kayanupassana, how to practice this worldly way and how to practice it lokottara.
Supramundane.
Supramundane. To gain supramundane knowledge of the wisdom.
Yeah.
So, the up to a point, nachakinchi loke upadhyati. Right? There will be nothing in this rupa world to get attached.
Yeah.
Okay, for that, now we have to start with rupa. So rupa can be considered as whatever you see using your eyes.
Yes.
Right? Or whatever you hear, like our five senses. Eye, ear, nose, tongue and body. They themselves are rupa. Eye is rupa, nose is rupa, and so on. And the whatever sensed by eye are also known as rupa. For example, we can see flowers are there, so flowers are rupa. And our eye also considered as rupa.
Rupa, yeah.
Similarly, other senses, five senses, right? Rupa. Now, to see the true nature of rupa, if you start flowers or the whatever you see, maybe our body, physical body, or any kind of rupa, you have to start with rupa. Even you can start with your eye. Eye is also rupa, right?
Yeah.
The five senses, eye, ear, nose. Because we used to believe it as a rupa. Now, start with any rupa, and the next step is to see the samudaya of that. Iti rupasa samudaya. So any rupa, you start with that and try to see the samudaya, the causes of this rupa to appear. Right? Now the samudaya also you can see either externally or internally. So externally with these flowers, we can tell about different samudayas. This pluck from a flower tree and it grows using all those whatever elements and so on.
Yeah.
Right? Our physical body also we can mention this body because of food we have this body. Right?
Yeah.
So cause is food. That is external way of finding causes. Mm-hmm. But you can't say, you know, to get rid of body, you stop taking meals. This is not the path leading to Nibbana.
Oh. Yeah.
Right? So even you identify food as a cause.
It sounds like the Atta Kilamathana Yoga.
Yes. So you should understand Buddha's teachings. It is not Arya Ashtangika Mark.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. Or the Madhum Piliyata, the middle path.
Hmm.
Right? So
also, I remember, I think maybe when the discourse about the Satra Satipatthana, I think one person asked whether it's just closing the eyes and the ears to refrain sounds coming.
Yes. During Buddha's times, there are some Anya Tirthakas with different wrong beliefs. So one person came and asked, Buddha has asked, what's your teacher telling?
Mm-hmm.
So he was explaining not to see rupa using our eyes, or not to hear sound using our ears.
So they were under the belief that it will solve the problem.
Yes. Then Buddha has mentioned,
blind
person can practice it properly than you. He can achieve Nibbana very easy.
Yeah, because never in his life has he seen any form at all, rupa at all.
Yes, and the deaf person can easily practice that. Right? So this is not the path shown by Buddha.
Yeah.
Right? Of course, you have to get rid of your eye, ear, nose and all faculties, because you get deluded because of that.
Hmm.
Get used to believe about the worldly things and get attached and go in this samsaric journey because of these senses. But Buddha's method is a little bit different. You have to use your wisdom to see what our eye is doing. So it is known as ayatana. Mm-hmm. You have to see these things in skanda dhatu ayatana. So ayatanas, in the way of ayatana, we can see, how do we get to know about rupas? So our eye, for example, eye is a rupa.
Hmm.
Last program I mentioned few causes for our eye, mentioned in suttas.
Hmm.
The foods, ahara, kamma, and then the, what are the others? The tanha, the craving, and the avijja, ignorance. So it says sahara sambhutang, i.e. sahara sambhutang, because of foods we got this eye. Then kamma sambhutang, because of kamma we got this eye. Then tanha sambhutang, because of craving we got this eye. Then avijja sambhutang, because of ignorance we got this side. So if one needs to realize Dhamma or practice Vipassana, he should know these things. Why Buddha has mentioned like that? Not only ahar. Otherwise very easily we can remove ahar and, you know, without taking foods get rid of why. It is impossible. So you have to know other causes as well. Kamma, tanha, avijja, right? So, because worldly level, if we consider the rupa called I, worldly level, we believe there's a I.
Mm-hmm.
It is existing,
mm-hmm.
right? Existing.
Yeah.
Throughout our lifespan, it is existing.
We have our own eyes, which exists.
Yeah. Our own eyes.
Yeah. Which gets old with us.
Yes.
That's how we think it's our own eye after all.
Our own eye. So, if I ask the question, have you seen your own eye?
Never. Except in the mirror.
Yes. You've seen mirror, you have seen your eye. Or a photograph or a video, right, of your own, you can say, I have seen my eye. But this is where these categorizations are very important. I is categorized as ajjata roopa. Then whatever you see, use in your eye, is bahidda roopa.
Yeah.
Right? Ajjata and bahidda. So, ajjata roopa and bahidda roopa. So, if you have seen your eye, using your own eye, whether using a mirror or the photograph or whatever, what you have seen is bahira roopa.
Yeah.
It is not ajjata roopa. So, have you seen your own eye then?
No.
No. No. You have seen something external. Yeah. Right? So, Buddha has mentioned, I, it is chakkumbhikkhave anidassana. You can't see I. Not only I, other senses as well. You have never seen your ear, you have never seen your nose, tongue, and body. So, sometimes we can't believe when Buddha is telling, you have not seen your body.
Well, of course, we can see only a limited area and we don't see the...
Okay, limited area means part of the body.
Part of the body.
You can say you have seen, but according
not inside and not...
According to Buddha's teachings, when the teachings about senses, anyone can refer this in the... It's better to mention the place as well. I think this is in... Kuddaka Nikaya Patisambhida Magga. Right? There's a place called Jnana Katha. Different jnanas.
Very easy to remember.
Yes, it is not the food that you used to eat.
But I'm sure the viewers will remember that.
Jnana Katha. Then it is the 15th jnana and 16th jnana.
Okay.
They are explained about Ajjata Ayatana and Bahidda Ayatana. Right? They are mentioned Chakku, Sota, Gahana, and so on. They are Anidassana.
Yeah.
Anidassana means you can't see. And you have never seen it. In the past, you have never seen your eye.
No.
That's the reality. Not only eye, other senses as well. Even the body sensor, you have never seen Anidassana.
I was talking very much in the worldly level, that some parts I have...
Yes, worldly level we believe we have seen it, but in reality we have never seen. But you have to understand why Buddha is telling this.
Yeah.
To see the reality. So, one way is to see, eye is ajjata. So, we can't use our eye to see on eye.
Yes.
Because our eye can see whatever siya bahidda roopa, not tajyat. Right? So if you have seen your eyes using this, it may be something external. It is not your own eye. Right?
Yeah.
So you can't say you have seen your eye using mirror. Inside mirror, it's a, you know, it is not your own eye. Physical
life. Yeah.
Even
it's
the
like
photograph.
That dog.
Yes.
Seeing its reflection.
Yes.
Yes.
In the photograph or video. Otherwise, it's very good because if something happens to your physical eye, you have another eye. Is in somewhere, no? Video, photo, mirror.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it is not the truth or reality.
Yeah.
Even we used to believe.
Yeah.
So, one thing is these senses, it is mentioned, they are anidassana. And they are kamma sambhutam. They have arise because of kamma.
Yeah.
Now, why kamma? Because we think we know the picture of eye, the shape of eye.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, that is due to our previous kamma we used to believe it.
Okay.
That's something little bit difficult to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe you need time to elaborate it, yes, and it is, we are running short of time.
Yes, it is known as nimiti. Yes. When you see, use your eye, mm-hmm. we used to keep something called nimiti. It is mm-hmm. also known as karma. That's avijja paccaya sankhara in other terms.
Mm-hmm.
So those karma can generate another eye for us.
Yeah.
Because each karma, they have
yeah.
results, right?
Yeah.
So, the important thing is Kayanupassana, not only see rupa externally and analyze these things, but there's something beyond that, Lokottara side. So, you have to see what is rupa and the samudaya.
Yeah.
Samudaya is not only externally, but internally also you must see.
Mm-hmm.
How to say internally? How do we get to know about that rupa? If we consider this flower, how do we get to know it is existing?
Yeah.
Because we have seen it. So yeah. you have to consider about ayatanas and mm-hmm. contemplate mm-hmm. on that.
Yes. Okay. So thank you very much, sir, for that very in-depth discussion. We learned a lot about, not only about Kayanupassana, but a lot about the Samatha meditation, and also about how to gradually move into the supramundane level, the Vipassana level. Though we think we actually are practicing Vipassana, we are rather practicing it in the worldly way. So let us gradually focus and let us gradually come into the Vipassana level, the supramundane level as well. And we really hope that this program, this discussion will throw light upon your existing wisdom of meditation to continue and succeed. So we are extremely thankful, and we intend to clarify certain points which we did not find time to clarify today in one of the future programs. So thank you so much. May the most noble triple gem bless you.